cries and we're living on flower beds and bees. Let me tell you something, that is not true. We have to cry restore just like you have to cry restore. We can't teach you one thing and we do another. We cry restore. When situations come up in your life, I want you to do the same thing, is cry restore. Hallelujah. It says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the Lord of my salvation. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is good. No matter what, I don't care what he says, yet. So everything seems like it's going wrong in my life. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I'm not moved, and I've said it for years, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm definitely not moved by what I feel. I am moved by the word of God. So sometimes you will have to have a yet moment, and you just raise your hand and say, yet I will rejoice. Every time, you know, when I read this scripture, I get glad. It gets glad. I get glad on the inside because I know that there's a yet coming in my situation. If I begin to speak the word of God, when nothing is working, we have to rejoice. It says, take what you know to increase your joy when there is no reason to have joy. When there's no reason for you to be happy, when there's no reason for you to have joy in your heart, take the word of God and say, I will increase my joy because I know my God is going to make everything turn out right. Yes. No matter what it is, yet I will rejoice. Yet I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I'm going to read this to you, Habakkuk 3, in the message. It says, though the cherry trees don't blossom and the strawberries don't ripen, though the apples are worm-eaten and the wheat field stunted, though the sheep pens are sheepless and the cattle barns empty, I'm singing joyful praise to God. I'm turning cartwheels of joy to my Savior God, counting on God's rule to prevail. I take heart and gain strength. I run like a deer. I'm like a king on the mountains. I don't care what's going on, he said. I don't care how it's happening, what's going on. I'm running through troops and leaping over walls. I am continuing to praise the Lord. We have to have our praise. We have to have joy in the Lord for all that he has done and all that he's doing. So yet I will joy. Hallelujah. When you think about things that's not working, you still have to rejoice. If you're going to have restoration in your life, you're going to have to rejoice. You have to rejoice when there's nothing to rejoice about. When your heart seems to be breaking, I will rejoice in the Lord because I know he is going to fix this. He is going to turn it around. I will say, yet, I will rejoice in the Lord no matter what. We have to get to that place that yet I'm going to rejoice. When there's a promised promotion for you and somebody else get it, yet I will rejoice. Why? Because I know God's going to turn it around. Say, so Lord, you said in your word it gives you great pleasure to bless and prosper me. Yet, I will rejoice. See, when we start rejoicing and giving God praise and glory, that's showing him that we are resting in this situation, that I am resting, waiting for the restoration of everything that Satan took. I'm resting in the Lord. I'm believing you. Say, yet. I don't care. Yet. And we had to say it, yes, we did. And yes, God came in and started working that situation. So Lord, we don't know. Yet. I will rejoice. And we had a praise break. We just took a praise break and began to praise the Lord and begin to worship the Lord. Say, Lord, it's in your hands. It's in your hands. He worked it out. Says, yet. Can you rejoice in everything that's going wrong? Can you cry restore? Can you have joy and call for restore? Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Hallelujah. When things aren't working, Lord, I trust you. Yet will I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. It says the joy will usher in restoration when we begin to praise the Lord. If Christians can maintain joy when there seems not to be a reason for joy, restoration will follow. When we have joy, when, and people say, I don't even know, I can't even believe. Look at you. Yes. I will rejoice in the Lord of my salvation. Why? Because he's working it out, and restoration is coming of everything the enemy has stolen. Everything. Hallelujah. We have to rejoice to stay out of being in the state of worry. Amen. We have to rejoice to stay out of that stress. Because we don't want stress. You know, it causes cortisol. It's this hormone that's in your body, and it produces damage. It damages your body. It damages tissue. It damages organs in your body when you're in this constant state of stress. I mean, the doctors tell you, get out of stress. You got to stop the stress. The Lord says, cast your care on me. He tells you how not to have cortisol flowing through your body and damaging your body. Cast your care. Cast your burden. Toss it. You know, cast down every imagination. As Pastor was telling us, you know, when we, you know, get locked in on a situation, and all you see is a situation, and you keep looking at that situation, it will get larger and larger and larger. And the word of God will get smaller and smaller and smaller, because you are now focused on the problem as opposed to being focused on the word of God. That's right. And say, yet. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord of my salvation. I will rejoice no matter what. We have to catch ourselves when the situation hits. Yet I will rejoice. I cry restore. Hallelujah. I cry restore of everything, everything, everything. And this morning, early this morning, I was working, and the Lord brought back to our attention. The pastor had given one of his co-workers, friend that they're in business, $25,000, said, look, I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to give it back to you. I promise. Well, that promise never came. So, you know, I was sitting there, and when it happened, and the Lord said, give it as a seed. Just name that as a seed. So this morning, as I'm, you know, preparing my message and everything, he said, cry restore.
That's right.
Over that seed. He says, cry restore. Over that seed. I said, so I got out my little trusty calculator, and I calculated. I said, I can't say why, it's his money, right? A good $175,000 restoration coming on that one seed. Because it was stolen.
Yes.
The thief be found. Yes. He's got to restore how many fold?
Sevenfold.
$175,000. I said, that's a good return on that seed.
Yes.
Keep that, because what God's going to make Satan give back to me is much more than what we gave.
That's right.
$175,000. I said, yes, Lord, cry. He said, cry, restore over that seed. Anything that has been stolen, that has been taken, has been damaged, has been lost, the Lord says, cry, restore. He says, you cry, restore over that. That promotion that should have been yours, cry, restore over that money that should have been yours, that job that should have been yours. You cry, restore, because it was taken from you. If the thief be found, and I'll get to that scripture a little later, he said, you've got to restore. I almost had a fit sitting there at that table this morning at my desk. I said, dear God. He says, cry, restore over that seed. I know if you guys sit down and think, you got some pretty good goodly amounts coming back to you. If it wasn't from your seed, it's a seed or a situation that happened to your parents or your grandparents, you cry restore, because the Lord said nothing is lost to him.
Nothing.
He remembers everything. He remembers every evil word that's been spoken against you. Cry restore. He remembers everything that's been done wrong to you in your life. You cry restore. Anything that has caused damage to you, cry restore, because God never forgets. He never forgets. He said, if I can get you just to cry restore, restore, restore. He said there was none that would cry restore. I wanted to deliver. I wanted to make a way. I wanted to change the situation, he said, but there was none. Will you cry? Restore. Over your body, over your health, over your finances, over your mind. Minister Muggy was telling us this morning as she was praying out what Jesus went through on the cross when they pressed those thorns in his head. You cry, restore. And you believe to receive it. You must believe to receive the restoration that is yours. I believe and I cry restore, and I expect to see restoration on every hand. And I see restoration happening in my body. I've been crying restore. And I said, I'm going to cry more, and I'm going to double time, and I'm going to triple tap that bad boy. You understand? I'm crying restore because I expect to see the manifestation, because the word of God is true and is forever settled in heaven, and it cannot fail, and it will not return to the Lord void. It won't go back to him void. If I can get my people to cry restore. What situations do you need changed in your life? What things do you need turned around in your life? What things that are going on that you know is definitely sent from the devil? You cry, restore. The Lord will make him return it to you sevenfold.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If I can get my people to cry, restore. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I can have joy. We can have joy when there's no reason to joy. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will have joy. I will rejoice. Hallelujah. By God's grace, he will begin to restore things into your life as we rejoice. As we rejoice. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. I know that you are going to do this for me. You are going to do this for me. Every issue in our life we're dealing with is going to either be through pride or through humility. Through pride or through humility. If we do it through pride, well, I'm not crying restore. I'll do it myself. I'll fix it myself. I'll do it my way. See, that's pride. Pride will cause no restoration. But humility, when I humble myself under the mighty hand of God. And Father, I humble myself and I cry restore. Because I know I can't do it of myself. I can't do it on my own, but I humble myself, hallelujah, before your hands and I cry restore, restore, restore. And I stand on your word and I believe your word and I'm walking on your word and I'm rejoicing and praising God because restoration is mine.
Yes.
Restoration is yours. Cry, restore. Things going on in your children's life, you cry, restore. Satan, you back off and take your hands off my child. I cry, restore. The Lord said, my entire household is going to be saved. I cry, restore. Somebody cry, restore. Marriage is acting a little silly. Cry, restore. Marriage is honorable unto God. I cry, restore. We want everything, any and everything that pertains to life and godliness belongs to us. And he said, I've already given it to you. It's Satan's job, and he's been trying to take it away, what God has already decreed over our lives. So our job now is to cry, restore. Restore everything back to the way God says it's supposed to be. Everything the way God sees and decreed over my life, I cry that restoration.
Yes, restoration.
I want that restoration the way God has decreed, the way God has said, what he said over my life, I want that restoration.
Yes.
Restore it back to how God sees it.
Yes.
Because God sees only the best. He sees only the good. And he sees through the blood of Jesus. Everything is ours when we cry restore.
Yes.
Restore it back to God's vision.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Restore, restore, restore. Hallelujah. Don't be moved. And I tell you, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I was in my little contemplative spot. I think I was telling the ladies on last night. And I sat there and I began to think of the things I want to change in the church, in my life, in my body, in my finances. And as I sat there and I began to think, I saw Jesus being beaten. And it was like every time that whip hit his body, my body jumped. And I said, Lord, I receive it.
Yes.
And they hit him again. And each time they hit, I jumped. And I said, Lord, I receive my deliverance. I receive my restoration. I receive my healing. I receive.
Yes.
And as they beat him, I said, Lord, yes, Lord, I receive it.
Yes.
You went to the cross for me. You were beaten and bruised for me.
Yes.
I receive it. I receive it.
Yes.
Everything that he went to the cross for, Lord, I receive it.
Yes, Lord.
And I tell you, I said, Lord, and I thank you.
Yes.
for restoration.
Yes.
I thank you that I am restored,
thank you, Lord.
Made back better than before.
That's right.
Better than before.
Yes.
How God sees me. I receive that restoration. I said, Lord, your beating will not be in vain. And
yes.
I receive it.
Yes.
And I sat there and I just saw restoration. Restoration.
Yes.
Restoration.
Yes.
And I said,
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I receive it. You paid the price for me, for all of you to have it.
That's right.
He paid the price.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Lord, I receive it.
Yes,
Lord, I believe it.
Lord,
I thank you that it's mine. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Your labor, your pain will not be in vain. Don't let it be in vain for you. I said, no, Lord. I receive it. I receive it because when I got up, I was walking and I had pain. I said, oh, the devil is a liar. I said, no. I said, Lord, you were beat for this. Whatever this is, you were beat for this. And I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. Ha ha! Glory to God. When I got up, I was able to walk.
All right.
I said, Lord, I'm standing on your word.
Yes. Yes.
I believe and I receive.
Yes.
Whatever the devil is trying to do to you, don't sit there and let him beat you in the head.
Right.
Use the word of God. Speak the word of God over that situation and say,
right.
You halt in that maneuver against me right now. The blood of Jesus covers me. Father, I receive my healing.
Yes.
I receive my deliverance.
Yes.
I receive my restoration.
Yes.
I believe and I receive it. And you continue to speak it. And I say it over and over again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. My body and all of its functions, every body part and their function are healed and renewed back to that of a healthy 20-year-old because my youth is renewed like the eagles. And by the stripes that Jesus bore, I'm here.
Yes.
And I say it over and over and over.
Yes.
And I will continue to say it. And every time I feel a pain, it's, oh, you're trying that, right? I started, I said, I'm double tapping. Yeah,
that's
triple.
Right.
I will keep on saying it until you get up off. When you get tired of getting your head bludgeoned with the word of God,
right.
You're going to leave me alone.
Right.
I'm going to give the word of God.
Yes.
I'm going to speak the word of God because his word is forever settled.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In heaven. We have to take it by force.
Thank you, Lord.
Because Satan is not just going to roll over when you say a scripture one time. I'm telling you. He's not going to roll over. If anything, he's going to try and intensify to get you to stop.
Right.
But that's when you start double tapping.
That's right. That's right.
Triple tapping if you have. Back to back to back to back and keep right on going. You get him. So you're going to get him off of me. I'm going to make me too expensive for you, devil, because you're going to empty out your house for me. You're going to strip it. I'm stripping it bare.
Yes, that's right.
You stole. You got to give it back.
Got
to give it back. Hallelujah. Why? Because I'm crying, restore.
Yes.
The Lord won't have to tell me, but there's none that cried, restore. He won't have to say that to me. He won't. When I get to heaven, that's one thing he won't have to say to me. You did not cry, restore.
Right.
Nope. I'm doing it now.
Right.
And as I learn, the more I learn, the more I'm going to tell you. The more I learn, I'm taking you right along with me. As I told you last week, our job as pastors is to give you something to say.
Yeah.
We are to give you something to say. When situations come up, you need to know what to say about that situation.
Right.
Other than, oh my God, look what's happening. No, you need to know what to say to beat the devil in the head till he, when you get up in the morning, his head start hurting. Oh God, she's up again. Why? Because you're going to beat him, bludgeon him. Like he's been trying to bludgeon you. But you get him with the word of God. He can't take the word of God. He can't take the word of God. But if he can keep the saints of God silent, so they won't say anything, he's going to try to keep on bludgeoning your head. I'm tired of him trying to bludgeon my head. You getting up out of here. I cry, restore. Restoration in your family, restoration in relationship, restoration on your job, restoration wherever it needs to be, in your finance, in your body, restore. Restore. I tell you, I was so happy when the Lord brought that to my spirit on this morning. And he said, get out your calculator, see how much it is. I was so happy. I said, yeah, keep it. I don't even care. Because God's going to make it come back to me sevenfold.
That's right.
Come back to him sevenfold.
Yes, Lord.
I said, yeah, pay up a few bills. Mark and paid in full. I am looking for more paid in fulls. I mean, I've been going along, you know, paying a little one, this and paid. That's fine. I'm talking about some big ones. You know what I mean? Total, they can't miss. We can't find a bill. Please don't send any more money. We cannot find this bill paid for. I don't care how you got to get on them computers, what needs to be done. I want everything that's attached to my name paid in full. Everything that's attached to his name paid in full. Everything attached to your name's paid in full. Everything attached to Rainbow Water Life Fellowship Church paid in full. Cry, restore. He said, I've given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. He said, oh, no, man, anything but love. So if I'm still owing somebody, I'm not in that love part yet. I got to get the restoration until I'm only at the love.
Yes.
I want total restoration until I hit love.
Yes,
and you should want it too. Say, oh, no, man, anything but the love. I want to be restored until I hit love. You should say the same thing. I want to be restored until I hit love.
Nobody, anything
but love him. Total restoration until I hit love. I got to add that to mine. Y'all can do what y'all want with that. Thank you, Lord. That was fresh from the Lord. Until, hallelujah, restoration until you hit love, till I hit love, till Raymond hit love, to all of us. Total restoration. Somebody text that to me, send it to my phone so I can have it, please. I mean, nothing.
Yes.
He said, all that is for you, for us as children of God. It belongs to us. He said, but I can't get anybody. Nobody. Out of all the millions of children of Israel, do you understand that? Not one of the millions, none would cry restore. That is not going to be Rhema. We will walk in the humility of God. We will be humble. We will humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God to do and say and receive as he says is ours. Not walking in pride. I'm not doing it. I'm not taking it. I know. Will you be humble enough to receive from God?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You want to be in belief and not unbelief. I believe. I would have fainted had I not believed to receive the goodness. Glory to God. Pride says, I'm not going to rejoice. I'm not going to say those words. I'm not going to do anything. Humility says, I will definitely humble myself. I will rejoice even though there is no reason for me to rejoice. I'll rejoice even though there's no figs in the vine. I'm going to rejoice even though there's no herd in the stall. I'm going to rejoice even though I didn't get that promotion, even though I didn't get what I want. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Why? Because my praise brings about my restoration. My praise brings about my restoration. Hallelujah. So I say, yet I will rejoice. I will humble myself and enter into that place of rest and watch God restore everything the enemy has stolen. So you get into that place of rest after you've cried restoration and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I know you're doing it and I cry restore. Lord, I know you're working it out and I cry restore. Lord, I receive it and I cry restore. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Pastor taught us about rest. Elder Davida taught us about rest. Getting into that resting place in the Lord, we have to get there. Resting in the Lord.
Yes.
Rejoicing, yet,
yes.
I will rejoice. Hallelujah. Yes. Proverbs 6:30-31 says, men, do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul. That's Proverbs 6:30-31. When he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all of the substance of his house. Who is the thief? Who is the thief? The devil is the thief. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief is the devil. We know who he is. So you declare everything the devil has ever done in my life, I command him by the authority of Jesus that sevenfold restoration is coming. Sevenfold restoration is coming. Hallelujah. And yes, I receive it.
That's right.
My sevenfold restoration is coming by the authority of Jesus. He's going to make Satan return it to us sevenfold. The thief be found. We know it's the devil. Look, devil, I know this is you. But I declare by the word of God, the blood of Jesus, that you will restore. Yes. You will return to me sevenfold. I command it to be done in the name of Jesus. Yes. Sevenfold, sevenfold, sevenfold. And it's coming right now. I have my sevenfold return.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Speak the word. Yes. Don't let go. Don't get off it. You found a thief. You know he has to give you sevenfold restoration. What do you say? I have sevenfold restoration. Lord, I receive my sevenfold restoration. I'm walking in my sevenfold restoration. I mean, say it and say it and say it. People look at you like, yeah, I'm walking in my sevenfold restoration. I receive my sevenfold restoration, because you know the thief has stolen so much. Just say, I receive my sevenfold restoration. When you get up in the morning, Lord, I thank you for my sevenfold restoration. I thank you, hallelujah, that I owe no man anything until I hit love. Hallelujah, because of my sevenfold restoration. It's mine. I found the thief. I know what he did. Satan, we found you out, and you now must return sevenfold. Everything, hallelujah. Make this as a part of your declaration. Lord, I thank you for my sevenfold restoration. When you get up in the morning, Lord, I am expecting my sevenfold restoration. Just like we walk in abundance and restoration, I want sevenfold restoration. Get your sevenfold restoration, then you can get it to us 1,000 times more. The Lord said, I want you to be 1,000 times more. So now when I think about 1,000 times more than 175,000, you know, it really gets expensive. It really gets expensive to the devil. We'll get so expensive to him that he'll leave you alone.
Right.
That he's got to leave you alone. Sevenfold restoration. Right. When you see something, nope, I'm going to reject. That's my sevenfold restoration.
Yes.
I don't care. Go do it again. Yeah, that's my sevenfold restoration. And you're going to pay it back. If I can get somebody to cry,
restore.
Yes. Lord, I cry, restore. I thank you for my sevenfold restoration. I mean, make it as a part of your life. You don't have to. You don't have to.
Yes.
This is my cry. I'm crying this.
Yes. Thank you.
I can only tell you what to do.
Right.
So when my sevenfold restoration starts flowing in, don't say nothing.
Right.
If you haven't been saying restore,
right,
and thanking God for your sevenfold,
right,
restoration. Because you know I can't keep a thing when the Lord does stuff for me. I can't keep it. I got to tell somebody.
Amen.
So when you start seeing the sevenfold restoration, well, she said it.
That's right.
Because it's the word of God, and I'm going to speak. The scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord
say so.
Are you the redeemed?
Yes.
Then say so.
Say so.
Start. Yes, I thank you for my sevenfold restoration. Lord, I thank you for sevenfold restoration in my body. Lord, I thank you for sevenfold restoration in my mind. Lord, I thank you for sevenfold restoration in my finances. Lord, I thank you for sevenfold restoration in my home. Lord, I thank you for sevenfold restoration in my children. Lord, I thank you for sevenfold restoration on my job. Lord, I thank you, whatever it is. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for sevenfold restoration. You make him pay it back. Get too expensive for the devil. No, I can't buy the rain with people anymore. Cause they say, yeah, they're killing me. Yes, we are. We're gonna kill you, buddy.
Right.
We're gonna make you empty out your house.
Yes,
Lord, I receive, hallelujah,
right,
my sevenfold restoration. Lord, I believe to receive my sevenfold restoration in everything. Everything, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Satan's job is to keep you silent. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Lord, I thank you for my sevenfold restoration. I thank you for my sevenfold restoration. I believe to receive, hallelujah, everything that Satan has taken from me, it's time to pay it back. And your faith will make it happen. Your faith will make it happen. You got to believe to receive the goodness of the Lord. Got to believe to receive. Can I get somebody to cry restored? Can I get somebody to catch that vision? Glory to God! Catch that vision and cry restore. Don't be a silent sufferer. Cry restore. Don't just sit back and let the devil beat you in the head. Cry restore. Rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad, because you know.
Yes.
Happiness is in your comfort, but joy is in what you know.
Well, that's right.
When you know that you know that you know that God has done it, it's already done. God will make it, make everything come out right for me no matter what it is. That's when you have joy. Happiness, you wake up and wonder, oh, I feel pretty happy today. It's pretty good. Stub your toe. Happiness just went out the window.
Right.
You stubbed your toe. You think you almost broke it. Where is happiness now? It's gone because the comfort is gone. Happiness is comfort. How you feel. I think that's happiness. But joy is knowing no matter what, God's going to turn around for my good. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is so good. Saints, he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He wants the best for us. Said if I can get him to cry, restore. Hallelujah. Cry, restore. 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 Over Rama Water Life Fellowship Church. We cry, restore over all of our finances. We cry, restore over our bodies right now. We cry, restore over our families. We cry, restore over our marriages. We cry, restore over relationships. We cry, restore over our cars, over everything that's attached to our life. Lord, we thank you. We cry, restore until we hit love. We cry, restore until we hit love. I'm looking to hit love. I don't know about you, but I'm looking to hit love and restoration till I know, oh, no one anything but love. I'm looking for that restoration back the way God says. I'm looking to be restored back the way God says. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless your name for all that you are doing because you are good and you're worthy to be praised. And your mercy endures forever. We thank you for the new mercies you give us each and every day. We thank you that you're teaching us to cry, restore, to believe, to receive all that you have given unto us that pertains to life and godliness. We cry, restore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless your name for all that you're doing. And we cry and we cry, restore, and pronounce a blessing over these people. A supernatural blessing over your people. Supernatural restoration. Supernatural abundance. Supernatural favor. Supernatural progress. Supernatural change in status in their lives, in their families, on their jobs, in their homes, everywhere and everything that pertains to life and godliness. We pronounce restoration right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your word because it is forever settled in heaven. And your promises to us are yes and amen. And we believe it and we receive it and we call it done. And we thank you that as we leave this place, but never your presence, that you will bring us back to the appointed hour. Hallelujah. Thanking you for all that you are doing in Jesus' name. And we say amen. We cry, restore, and we say amen.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to support this ministry, consider giving online. Text keyword RWOLFC to 77977 or through our free app. Search R Wolf C in the App Store. For more information, visit www.rwolfc.com for articles, blog posts, message references, and our monthly calendar of events.